For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Money Unleashed podcast, a look at the financial issues facing investors and those getting ready for retirement. Here's the president of the Hoffman Financial Group, Chris Hoffman, and his co-host, Randy Cook.
Well, we've seen a lot of change, and that's where we're going to kind of start today, the changes in our attitudes toward investing. And there's an article in USA Today said, as bad as the crash was, and then even a recovery that we've had, the bigger danger of all of this is it has scared us away from investing, people losing confidence in the market. I think we talked about that in about 2008, that people were afraid to get back in, and then they didn't, and they missed a big run-up. Chris, could this happen again?
Yeah, I agree that people are scared, but you have to always have your accumulated net worth working for you. I mean, it's got to generate income. It's got to generate growth. Now, how we do that and what level of risk we take, that should always be measured and understood, but you can stay invested and still kind of reduce your standard deviation, reduce your level of risk, and make something for your money. So being scared largely comes from not knowing what to expect from your investments. Either you don't understand what you have, or you don't understand how it's going to react in volatile markets. And that's what we're going through right now. I think a lot of folks did not expect their portfolios to go down 15, 20, 25%, mm-hmm. or even 30% mm-hmm. in March. And now some of you have backed away from the market and missed the run-up. Some of you have stayed in it and ride the roller coaster, but have you come all the way back? So you have to answer all those questions before these market corrections, not after or not during.
That's one of the things in our portfolio X-ray that you talk about, is getting an analysis of where you are on the risk scale. And sometimes it's surprising to people. They get the results of that. They find they're a conservative person, but their money is not conservative at all.
Yeah. And you look at the growth rates on some of the portfolios against the projected loss. When we go back to 2001, 2002, or the subprime crisis, 2008, 2009, and then we measure the coronavirus losses in March in your existing portfolio so that you know from a percentage basis how much you lost with this current portfolio. That's very eye-opening. I mean, it's rare that I see a portfolio that is performing really well year over year, 3-year average, 5-year average, 10-year average, but is kind of protected or walled off from extreme losses like mm-hmm. we've seen in March. So my advice to investors is to be in a position to use any market environment to your advantage. I mean, look at Warren Buffett, and I know we've got a couple of clips from him today. When the markets are strong and growing, nobody's making more money than a Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. But when the markets are falling, he's always looking for discounted opportunities to move money into. And there's no reason that everybody listening can't do the same thing on a smaller scale, of course, but you should always be taking advantage of market increases or potential market increases. But when the market's falling, we shouldn't be staring at our at-risk investments expecting to lose nothing. We should have some other buckets of money that are protected or losing a lot less than the market to be able to reposition them into, you know, more risky, more growth-oriented assets. So it's about repositioning your portfolio. It's not about parking money in cash or pushing it all into the highest risk portfolio and waiting for it to come back, especially if you're nearing or in retirement. So, you know, you look at today's environment, you got to understand what your current investment mix is, and take the time to research what other options are available to you to take advantage of an increasing market or even a declining market, either one.
We talked about this last week, that do you have a portfolio that was built well for 2019? Do you have a portfolio that's doing well in 2020? Do you have that kind of a stress test, a mix within your portfolio? And if you don't, that is something that we can sit down and talk about. And the Hoffman Financial Group is right here for you. And we do not charge to sit down and have this conversation, do these analysis for you. We call it the portfolio X-ray. Let's at least get a look at where you are on the risk scale and find out where your money is. Here's our number, 404-341-6767. Give our advisor on the line a call right now, and we can sit and talk about it, get on the calendar, and run some of these reports for you. Find out where you are. There's no charge for it. 404-341-6767. Well, you mentioned Warren Buffett. He had his meetings with Berkshire Hathaway and all of the shareholders. He did a two-hour news conference, and he just took questions. And one of the questions was, you just sold all your airline stock. You're sitting on all this cash. Warren, what are you going to do with it?
We're not doing anything big, obviously. We're willing to do something very big. I mean, you could come to me on Monday morning with something that involved $30 or $40 billion or $50 billion. And if we really liked what we were seeing, we would do it. We have not done anything because we don't see anything that attractive to do.
All right, you're right. He's a little bit different scale than most of us.
So I'll call him for $50 billion investment Monday.
Wow.
That's a big bucket.
I guess.
And that's just, it rolls off of his tongue like it's, you know, a couple $100.
I know it. But that is, I mean, that's key. If Warren Buffett is sitting on $30 to $50 billion in cash and not seeing any opportunity right now, what is that message to us?
Yeah, so that he's a dynamic investor and he is talking about billions of dollars and maximizing growth when the market's falling and looking for that golden gem that's fallen apart unnecessarily and he can prop it back up. Our portfolios certainly aren't billions. They need to grow, right? So we're not sitting on so much money we're wanting to give it away over our lifetime. Most individual investors have a set number. We've got to make that number grow and generate income, and it has to stay engaged. So that's a big key. I mean, we should be looking for opportunities as Warren looks for big opportunities to buy companies or debt of companies on a discount, we should be looking for opportunities to invest for income on a discount. We should be investing for protection. Keep your money engaged. Be willing to settle for something that averages 4, 5, 6% consistently versus shooting for the 10, 12, 15%. And be okay with the 4, 5, 6% during these tumultuous times in the market. But you've got to have a balance of your portfolio. And most individual investors cannot sit on massive amounts of cash and not get hurt by cost of living adjustments and what I think is going to be a massive increase in inflation over the next several years. But it's a balance of three things, really. Do you have an income plan that includes Social Security, pensions, income annuities, dividends, interest, et cetera? And are you finding the products and the investments at the right time to invest in to generate income? So income is extremely important when the markets are volatile. The second thing that's extremely important is your balance of risk. And those are risk-adjusted returns. So are you getting the maximum growth for the minimum risk in your portfolio? And we can study that for you and introduce you to a product and portfolio mix that gives you that balance. So income management and planning, protection strategies, and yes, we have to grow the money, but no cash, no $50 billion investment opportunities just that pop out of nowhere. Let's keep your money moving every single day for you is the key.
Thanks for listening to the Money Unleashed podcast with Chris Hoffman. To find out more about the Hoffman Financial Group, go to unleashyourmoney.com and join Chris for his radio show, Money Unleashed, Sunday afternoons at 5 on WSB Radio Atlanta.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., and WSB Radio are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia, number 163546.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.